DY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Overcast skies today with a chance of snow. Daytime highs approaching 21. North winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. 3 above tonight, cloudy skies. Partly cloudy tomorrow, highs around 21. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 19.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. U.S. per capita consumption of fluid cow's milk has been trending downward since about the mid-1940s, and it fell at a faster rate during the 2010s and in each of the previous six decades. Using dietary intake surveys collected between 2003 and 2018, USDA's Economic Research Service examined recent trends in milk consumption by looking at how individuals consumed the milk and consumers' ages. Results confirmed that drinking milk as a beverage is the primary way individuals of all ages consume fluid cow's milk. These beverages include plain and flavored fluid milk and other milk-based beverages. On a given day, in 2003 and 4, U.S. consumers drank about 0.57 cup equivalents of fluid cow's milk on average. Consumption declined over the 2010s, falling to about 0.33 cup equivalent. In 2017 and 18, over the study period, U.S. per person consumption of milk with cereal also fell by a 0.06 cup equivalent, with the steepest drop in consumption occurring among kids. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack announced plans yesterday to increase capacity at California's Port of Oakland and improve service for shippers of U.S.-grown ag commodities. USDA is partnering with the Port of Oakland to set up a new 25-acre pop-up site to make it easier for agriculture companies to fill empty shipping containers with commodities. Fewer containers are available for U.S. agriculture commodities as ocean carriers have circumvented traditional marketing channels and rushed containers back exported empty. USDA taking action to reduce the shipping disruptions preventing U.S. ag products from reaching their markets. The secretary said the partnership with the Port of Oakland builds the aggressive approach to addressing challenges within the supply chain. He said the site will provide space to prepare empty containers beginning in early March. U.S. Meat Export Federation President CEO Dan Holstrom welcomed the announcement. That is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
New Chevy trucks in stock at the Nordis Motor Company include a 2021 Chevy Colorado four-wheel drive. It's the LT package. And a 2022 2500 HD Silverado LTZ, the C71 package. It's a Duramax crew cab. And awaiting your test drive at the Nordis Motor Company.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Kansas's three largest universities, Wichita State University, Kansas State University, and the University of Kansas, announced cancellations for classes today. For Kansas State, the main campus in Manhattan will be closed, with the Salina and Olathe campuses switching to remote. KU said its main campus in Lawrence, Edwards, and Leavenworth campuses will also be closed today, with all classes in person and online canceled for the day. The Wichita Police Department is investigating a shooting that left one man injured at a busy intersection in West Wichita. Police took one person into custody in connection with the shooting reported a little after 5:30 p.m. yesterday. On the initial response to the scene at Central and Ridge Road, officers found a man wounded. A WPD sergeant said the man shot in the upper torso was awake and talking to first responders, but as of Tuesday night, police couldn't confirm the severity of the injury. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Want a great deal on a newer used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales.
You've been running all around, but you still haven't found the kind of deal that you're looking for. Come on down and see us, and we're going to show you how we can save you so much more. We make it easy. We make it easy.
If you're looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer, well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
On Monday, the McPherson Police Department received a report concerning a threat communicated on Snapchat to commit violence at the McPherson High School using knives. On Tuesday, McPherson Police posted additional officers in the high school and middle school. With the assistance of the KBI, McPherson Police were able to identify the individual who communicated the threat of violence via social media as a 15-year-old McPherson High School student. The teen was arrested for criminal threat and was processed through the juvenile intake and assessment and transported to a detention center. Walmart and the automated trucking company Gatik are requesting the passage of a bill which would legalize the use in Kansas of driverless vehicles on predetermined routes. On Tuesday, Walmart let out its reasons for wanting Kansas to join the 44 other states in approving some form of automated commercial traffic, delivery trucks, and semi-trucks over 10,000 pounds without a driver. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Republican gubernatorial hopeful Jim Pillen has scored a big endorsement from the Nebraska Farm Bureau, the state's largest farm group and an influential voice among farmers. Leaders of the farm advocacy group said Pillen was the overwhelming consensus choice among their county members throughout Nebraska who made the decision. Nebraska Farm Bureau President Mark Maharg says Pillen is a fiscal conservative and a good listener with a background in agriculture. Pillen is locked in a competitive GOP primary with Charles Herbster, a Falls City agribusiness executive and a close ally of former President Donald Trump. Nebraska school leaders are asking state lawmakers to create a student loan forgiveness program to help nudge more people into the profession, which has suffered major losses during the pandemic. Members of the legislature's education committee reviewed multiple bills that would forgive up to $30,000 in student loans for teachers who agree to work in a Nebraska school. This is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Before you know it, spring will be here, and it'll be time to start mowing again. So now's the time to get your mower to Maximum Outdoor Equipment and get in on the Kohler Winter Service Special. Take your mower to Maximum Outdoor before the end of February, and you'll get a 15% discount on labor. Or give them a call at 943-0201 and arrange half-price pickup and delivery of your mower. The folks at Maximum Outdoor Equipment know mowers inside and out. And unlike the big box stores, they specialize in outdoor power equipment. They've been servicing Kohler engines for over 30 years and have the genuine Kohler parts and the expertise to make sure your mower is ready to mow come spring. This Kohler Winter Service Special is only good through the end of February, so don't wait too long. Bring your mower to Maximum Outdoor, just south of Kellogg on West Street, for a 15% discount on labor, or call 943-0201 for half price pickup and delivery.
Maximum service, maximum value, maximum outdoor equipment.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Department heads met with Marshall County commissioners at last week's meeting. The county councilor reported working on the tax sale and contracts for the proposed new jail project. Public Works Administrator will be getting bids to resurface the back parking lot at the courthouse. Emergency Management finished and approved their emergency operations plan, and they're getting prepared for spring weather. The county clerk is working on converting to a new software system and will offer a primary and general election this year. They're getting forms ready for filing. Commissioners finished up the wind farm project and are getting started on county jail construction. The county attorney reported a new employee. Register of Deeds reports that oil and gas researchers have finished up. They took over 25,000 images. Linda Fincham, former Register of Deeds, will start as a part-time employee in the office. The county appraiser reminded that personal property assessment sheets are due back by March 1st. Extension agent, new employee Miranda Woodyard, was introduced. The Medicare season just finished up. They helped nearly 1,000 patrons. Tax season is beginning now. 4-H Club days are planned in March. Agency on Aging reported Meals on Wheels has increased. They'll be expanding from 4 to 5 routes.
working with RSVP to provide Meals on Wheels and freezer meals to Okito. They received a grant from the Guy's Weber Foundation for $5,000 used to pay for meals for five individuals in need of assistance. The 2023 Kansas Department of Transportation grant has been submitted and accepted, and they have a new driver, Tim Shaley. A bank stabilization project on the Blue River Rail Trail at Marysville has been completed. The entire trail has been reopened. Rock was recently added to the riverbank in order to protect further erosion from flooding. High water in recent years had cut into the bank near the covered bridge about a mile north of Marysville. On Saturday, Hanover and Hollenberg fire departments were dispatched to Lanham for a report of a grass fire. Morrillville Fire Department responded last Tuesday for a report of hay bales on fire at K-15 and 24th Road in Washington County. Bond has not been set for an Axtell man, Kevin Harbolt, age 40, arrested by Seneca Police Sunday on charges of DUI, fleeing or attempting to elude, transporting open container, resisting, interference with law enforcement, duty to report an accident, domestic battery, and criminal damage to property. Kevin Harbolt remains in custody in Nemahawk County. KNDY has recently been approved, adding mobile streaming options for iPhone users. For those with iPhones, go to the App Store and search KNDY. You'll find two apps, one for each station, KNDY AM and KNDY FM. Google Play Store continues to serve as a source for Android mobile apps. Snowfall amounts overnight varied, with areas to our south and east receiving more significant snowfall, just trace amounts for the most part here in Marysville. Several school districts canceled classes today, including USD 113, Prairie Hills, Axtell, USD 115, Nemahal Central, and USD 380, Frankfort and Centralia were closed, along with the Highland Community Center at Baileyville. Mildred J. Muting, age 90 of Axtell, passed away Saturday. Massive Christian burial Friday, 10 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church, Axtell. Burial in the church cemetery. Vigil service Thursday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Thursday, 1 until 5, at the Axtell-Landreth Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Mildred Muting.
Are you done yet? I need to get ready.
Well, maybe you should have gotten up sooner.
You've been in there for an hour. Come on, I need in there.
Does this happen at your home? Would you like to eliminate all the yelling and buy a bigger house? Well, you can by talking with United Bank and Trust about home loans. Go online to www.ubankonline.com or head to your local branch to visit with a loan officer. United Bank and Trust. You bank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. As an upper-level low-pressure system continues to make its way through the region today, temperatures will continue to drop. A band of snow will bring some heavy snowfall throughout Kansas and Missouri. Temperatures will continue to stay fairly chilly throughout Thursday before we warm up throughout Friday and Saturday. Today, we can expect to see highs in the single digits to upper teens throughout Iowa, the lower to upper teens throughout Nebraska, the upper teens and lower 20s throughout Kansas, and the upper teens and upper 20s throughout Missouri. Polar air will continue further south overnight tonight, bringing our low temperatures just around 0 degrees. Tonight, we will see lows just above and below zero throughout Iowa, Nebraska, and Kansas. Skies will clear up as we head into Thursday, but temperatures will stay fairly cool. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early February, 41. Record high on this date, 74. The average low, 19. The record low, 15 below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:33. Sunset this evening at 5:49.
It's weather lore versus science today, and we will take an in-depth look next on our Groundhog Day edition of the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Farmers and ranchers looking to help their own following the devastating windstorms and fires in Kansas December 15th can use the Hitchpin app to help deliver relief.
Hitchpin is a great way to let others know what kind of help you need, or if you are able to help by donating hay, services, materials, labor, or any other kind of donation.
From the Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
Frustrated with your current health care coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfphealthplans.com or visiting a Farm Bureau financial services agent near you.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, February 2nd. Groundhog Day is the 33rd day of the year. Today's groundhog traditions are great fun, but there is no scientific basis for believing we'll get any reliable weather forecast. But is there any predictive value in watching for weather signs in nature? Absolutely. Many animals and plants are especially sensitive to changes in air pressure. Birds and bats are known to fly closer to the ground before a rain. You can also predict rain by watching chickweed, tulips, dandelions, and other plants as they close up their petals. And the Chinese are convinced that animals can reliably predict earthquakes. They've set up observation posts in zoos to act as early warning quake sensors. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online anytime at almanac.com.
Get away with a shopping day at Reflections Hallmark. Beautiful home decor pieces, scented candles, last-minute gift ideas for any reason, plus Hallmark cards, as well as fabulous boutique clothing and accessories. For yourself, for your home, for someone else, shop Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. And remember, they do custom picture framing with lots of frames and matting choices. You're always welcome. Thanks for shopping local. Reflections Hallmark, downtown Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. David McCormick and Dewan Harris each scored 14 points as number 10 Kansas defeated number 20 Iowa State 70-61 on Tuesday night at Hilton Coliseum. McCormick made all seven of his shots and had 13 rebounds for the Jayhawks, who are now 18-3, 7-1 in the Big 12. Kansas was without Ochai Agbaje because of COVID-19 protocols. Wilson scored all 13 of his points in the second half. Ricky Council IV registered 11 points as Wichita State defeated Tulsa 58-48 last night at Charles Koch Arena in Wichita. Tyson Etienne had 10 points for Wichita State, who is now 11-8 overall, 2-5 in the American. Morris Udeze added 8 rebounds and 4 blocks. Dexter Dennis also had 6 rebounds. Tulsa totaled just 18 points in the second half, a season low for the team. Sam Griffin had 17 points for the Golden Hurricane, who are now 7-13 overall, 1-8 in the American. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Kansans with disabilities and senior citizens are 3 times more likely to be crime victims. If you are a Kansas senior citizen or a Kansan with a disability and you are a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. Contact us at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. Once again, if you are a Kansas senior or a Kansan with a disability who is a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. The content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by a VOCA grant awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
Kansas State, who is 10-10 overall, 2-6 in the Big 12, begins the second half of Big 12 play tonight at home in Bramlage Coliseum as the Wildcats play host to Oklahoma State, who's also 10-10 and 3-5 in the Big 12. Tip-off set for 8 o'clock tonight on ESPNU. The Cowboys have won the last 4 games in the series, including the last 2 played in Manhattan. Both K-State and Oklahoma State have lost 3 straight coming into Wednesday's matchup. According to reports, the New York Giants and new head football coach Brian Daboll have shown interest in Kansas City Chiefs quarterbacks coach Mike Kafka as offensive coordinator. Kafka is expected to be a finalist for the position, along with Pep Hamilton, Indianapolis Colts quarterback coach and passing game coordinator. That's according to the NFL Network's Mike Garofalo. The former NFL quarterback has been on staff with the Chiefs since 2017 and has worked as offensive quality control coach, quarterbacks coach, and pass game coordinator. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Tuesday night basketball action in girls play. Valley Heights took Hinn over 53-41. Frankfort topped Blue Valley 54-24. Donovan West over Axtell 58-25. Lynn beat Washington County 50-42, and Centralia over Rock Creek 36-32. Marysville girls edge Riley County 44-43. Minneapolis over Abilene 41-31. Chapman took Clay Center 41-35, and Concordia beat Pike Valley 49-36. Boys play, Frankfort over Blue Valley 61-49. Axtell took Donovan West 52-41. Washington County beat Lynn 61-41. Marysville boys downed Riley County 53-44. Abilene over Minneapolis 69-37. Clay Center took Chapman 58-44. And Concordia rolled Pike Valley 94-35.
Listen to Kansas State basketball tonight on AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Kansas State basketball, live on KNDY.
High winds, flooding, ice, and snow are weather issues gardeners and their trees confront each winter. Keeping trees healthy and properly pruned can prevent storm damage. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Trees, large or small, with a strong central leader, that's a single trunk, and well-spaced branches perpendicular to that trunk, are best able to tolerate snow, ice, and even hurricane-strength winds. Topping trees by removing the large branches or the top of the tree promotes weak growth that is more prone to storm damage. A sound root system is critical as well. It ensures the tree can absorb needed water and nutrients, but also keeps it firmly anchored in the soil. Trees whose roots have been damaged, removed, or buried are the ones more likely to fall over in highly saturated soil. And when problems arise, consult a certified arborist to alleviate hazards and determine the best course of action. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Protect new and established plants from hungry herbivores with organic animal repellent Plant Skid. It's safe to use on fruit and veggie gardens as well as trees, shrubs, and flowers. Plant Skid uses odors associated with predators to encourage critters to dine elsewhere, even before taking a bite out of your plants. It's effective against deer, rabbits, voles, elk, moose, chipmunks, and squirrels. Plant Skid is rain and snow resistant, so fewer applications save you time and money. Find out more at plantskydd.com.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
New year, new career. Come join the team at Landall Company in Marysville as they look to make your year and their year 2022 the best year yet. Landall Company in Marysville is hiring for assembly, welding, paint, maintenance, fabrication, and traveling service tech positions. Enhanced wages start at $14.50 up to $20.70 per hour, plus hiring bonuses for qualified positions of $500 to $1,000. Exceptional benefits include $2 per hour shift differential, 4% attendance bonus, paid time off, medical, dental, vision, short and long-term disability, life insurance, plus paid holidays and profit sharing. Last year's bonus equaled 7.55 weeks of gross wages, just to name a few. Apply online today at Landall.com or phone 785-562-5381 for information. Landall Company, Marysville, an equal opportunity employer.
I had heard stories about the State Bank of Faribault. Sure, you can deposit money there and get loans, but it's everything else that no other bank has. Grizzly bear, deer, museum items, and a beer bottling line that actually sends bottles down the track near where you visit with the tellers.
take you inside, too, on this edition of the American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hi, I'm Greg Peterson of the Peterson Farm Brothers. If you've seen our videos, you know we're proud to be farmers. Farming can be dangerous. Never assume location or depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start any work on your farm, call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com to have underground lines located. It only takes a minute and can save your life.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Stepping inside the lobby of this bank is far different than most.
When you walk into the bank, you get to see our personalities. We like to hunt, we like to fish, we like to farm, we like to collect antiques.
John Carlander is president of the State Bank of Faribault. Sure, people come here to bank, but some people just come to see the many items on display inside the building.
Well, we got black bear, grizzly bears, we got mountain goats and whitetail, and we got mule deer, and we got some red stags, some elk, some buffalo. We kind of call it the Cabela's of the North.
Besides the taxidermy, you'll see plenty of local memorabilia, including many items associated with a longtime brand here in town.
Flex was a brewing company that made beer in the caves of Faribault on the Straight River. And they went out of business in 1964, and I have quite a vast collection of bottles and labels and pictures and calendars and you name it that Flex used to promote their brand.
In fact, John has recreated a beer bottling line with bottles that move along an assembly line right in the lobby. It's quite a thing to see. I posted a short video clip of it. You can find it on Facebook at American Countryside. John says this bank is a little different than most, in a good way.
We still do things a little old-fashioned. You know, I have customers that will call me up and they'll want to buy a pickup, and I'll tell them, just write a check and come see me the next day. I mean, it's about trust and confidence in your customer base.
It's a unique hometown bank that meets the financial needs of the community and preserves the area's heritage as well. Traveling the countryside in Faribault, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCray.
The Axtell Knights of Columbus annual consignment sale is Saturday, February 5th. Sale start time at 10 a.m. north of the Catholic Church. Posts sell at 10:30. Machinery sells at 1 o'clock. Early consignments include vehicles, trucks and trailers, tractors and machinery, new skid steer attachments. They'll have livestock supplies, lawn mowers and ATVs, over 2,000 hedge posts, iron T-post and firewood, lumber and used tin, good used shop tools, new cabinets, plus hay, straw, big bales, small square bales, tires and miscellaneous. They'll also be selling collectible coins at 11 a.m. at the Axtell Knights of Columbus annual consignment auction, Saturday, February 5th. Sale start time north of the Catholic Church at 10 a.m. They will accept consignments up until sale day. For information, phone 785-736-2787 or 785-736-2821.
A sure sign that spring is coming is when lambs are born. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. The whole process is a lot easier on them and you if you're well prepared as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Commodity Classic is the one-of-a-kind farming experience where you can talk to the engineer who developed that piece of equipment. Talk to the seed dealer to find out what products work best for you. Talk to the experts and get inside their heads to get real answers in real time and get real feedback on the information you need. Commodity Classic is the place to do it all. Be in New Orleans March 10th through 12th for the largest farmer-led, farmer-focused agricultural and educational experience. The future is in your hands at CommodityClassic.com.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Lambing season, sheep producers spend most of their time in the barn, checking the flock morning, noon, and night to look for new lambs or signs of lambing. Extension educator Melanie Barkley at Penn State University says the ewe should be healthy and in good condition, not too thin, not too fat. That means proper nutrition management throughout the pregnancy.
Typically, I recommend that folks start with an average quality hay, and they can feed that clear up until the last third of the pregnancy. At that last third, the nutritional requirements of the ewe tend to increase a lot, either improve the quality of the hay or, in addition, add a higher energy type of feed. That's normally some sort of grain. Corn works very well.
It's important to prevent overcrowding with other sheep. Make sure there's plenty of ventilation, but the area should be free of drafts. There's no need to boil water and wash the sheets, but Barkley says there are a few supplies you'll want to have on hand just in case there are problems.
In addition to having the basics of, say, iodine, the CD&T, which is a vaccination for overeating and tetanus, you'll want to have whatever method they use for castrating. So you want to make sure you have the band prepared for that. Nutrient drench in case they've got weak lambs. A weak lamb feeding tube in case a lamb's not able to nurse right away. Bottle and nipples, milk replacer. Those would all be kinds of things that you would want to have on hand.
The ewe will let you know she's about ready to give birth. Her breathing rate will increase. She'll be restless, paw at the ground, and separate herself from the other sheep. Check on her often to make sure everything's all right. Find more tips on lambing preparation at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Oh, Fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
KNDY.
The Natural Resources Defense Council weighs in on the impact of concentration in the American food system. Today on Farm to Fork.
SIBO Technologies is focused on scaling regenerative agriculture. That's why we've created a program to remove the risk of starting new regenerative and carbon sequestering farming practices. The program is called SIBO Carbon Bridge. And it's free for corn and soybean farmers who own some or all of the land they farm. SIBO Carbon Bridge pays farmers up to $35 an acre in year one for implementing new regenerative practices. It pays again in years two and three. The idea is to ease the transition into regeneration by rewarding growers for converting to climate-resilient practices that will both improve the soil and help solve climate change. Space and time are limited for this year's program, so growers should act now to sign up and see if they qualify. Learn more at SIBOtechnologies.com/carbon.
Sustainable food policy advocate Allison Johnson of the Natural Resources Defense Council says our food system is in crisis.
They say that bad luck comes in threes, but in concentration, we often speak in fours. Four companies control half of the global seed supply. Four companies control over 80% of U.S. beef slaughter. Four companies control nearly half of the retail grocery market. At almost every key link in our food chain, a few huge companies are profiting wildly at everyone else's expense.
Johnson told members of a House Judiciary subcommittee recently that agencies like the Federal Trade Commission, the Department of Justice, and the Department of Agriculture need to step in.
How do we balance the power and shift toward the fair, healthy, and climate-friendly food system we desperately need? It's going to take a cohesive and multi-pronged approach. Antitrust enforcement is key. We have strong, flexible laws, but we're not using them to address modern problems. And to succeed, the enforcement agencies need budgets to match the size of the problem.
Tomorrow and Friday, more testimony from that subcommittee hearing on concentration in America's food system. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
A soil health workshop is planned Friday, February 11th at the Nemahal County Community Center in Seneca. Join progressive farmer and ag instructor Lucinda Stunkel and author, agronomist, and green cover seed specialist Dale Strickler for a conversation with the producer panel Q&A and wraps program updates highlighted. The day-long event includes lunch and is open to all producers and landowners on February 11th in Seneca. RSVP is requested by February 7th. Contact Glacial Hills RCD at 785-340-2554.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the battle continues up in Canada with the truck drivers protesting the COVID-19 vaccines as Canada has now officially made their essential worker status revoked, and some are actively protesting the vaccination mandates. As some unvaccinated truckers like Joe Janzen, along with hundreds of other non-vax protesters, are delivering their message in person in Ottawa, where they arrived this weekend.
There's a lot of support here right now. It's just slow rolling. We're just making it known that we're here to make a stand. Enough's enough. It's a matter of having a choice.
You're forcing it upon people. Choosing between a job or a vaccination isn't a choice.
We're here to take these trucks across Canada to stop this tyranny.
As more truckers gather into the Ottawa area, with some highways seeing miles of near 75 miles worth of trucks lined up going into the city, the Canadian Health Minister says it's only going to cause harm for already strained and breaking supply chain issues for groceries and other goods in the area. As they say, Canadian-American truckers were given 3 months' notice before the rules came into effect.
This has been known for some time, since November. All truckers and all trucking companies know that this is coming on both sides of the border. We both agree that protecting the health and safety of workers is also protecting the supply chains. The vast majority of truckers have made the right choice. They have had a vaccine.
Even with the protests of thousands of truckers all over the country of Canada, the Canadian Trucking Alliance says it does strongly disapprove of the convoy protests that is slowing progress on their public roads, highways, and bridges. And the Canadian Trucking Alliance, which initially lobbied for continued essential worker status for their members, has posted, quote, "Now that both Canada and the U.S. have vaccination rules in place, all cross-border truckers must comply and adapt to the new COVID-19 rules." Consumer groups are concerned that along with the disruption of traffic flow, the real danger is the already strained supply chain issues. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Our annual Let's Trade Keys event is going on right now with Rusty at Ford. It's the best time to trade in your old ride and trade up for the car, truck, or SUV you've been waiting for. We have the best selection of new and pre-owned vehicles arriving daily, and trade-in values are higher than ever. Buy today with zero down and financing as low as 0%. Get our lowest prices, best selection, and highest trade-in values. So, let's trade keys. Only at Rusty Ag Ford. Good credit, bad credit, no credit at all. We have financing options available for everyone. It's our annual Let's Trade Keys event. Only at Rusty Ag Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyAgFord.com. Offers valid on select in-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. Limited term financing through Ford Motor Credit. 0% APR for up to 36 months is $27.78 per month for 1,000 finance. All Ford rebates to dealer. Offers cannot be combined.
The new year brings a sense of optimism and determination. While there are many questions that need answers, you have a reliable and relevant source to get the information you need. This station at agview.net. Input cost, supply chain, consumer demand, and weather are all factors that affect your bottom line. Stick with the reliable and relevant source. Have a great 2022 from this radio station at agview.net.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Senators Amy Klobuchar, a Democrat from Minnesota, and John Thune, Republican of South Dakota, are in the final stages of releasing the Senate version of a bill to improve port conditions for ag exports. The House passed a version in December, 364-60, with strong support from the ag sector. More than 100 farm groups, co-ops, and ag companies are urging senators to finish work on the measure. In a letter to Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, the senator said the transportation crisis for U.S. agriculture products has become increasingly dire. Many ag product producers in the U.S. experience significant competition from other countries, and if they can't deliver the products dependably, the foreign customers will find alternatives to the exports, the groups are saying. The ag group says the Senate bill should address the responsibility of ocean carriers to accept containers filled with farm commodity exports, something that the House bill would do. A bipartisan group of House members calling on the Homeland Security Department to give farmers some flexibility with the new vaccine mandate for essential travelers arriving in the U.S. The mandate threatens to delay the arrival of H-2A workers in an industry where even a few days delay in performing critical time-sensitive tasks can affect the size and quality of the crops. The 12 lawmakers sent a letter led by Representative Dan Newsom of Washington State. Some H-2A workers may be unable to travel at all, the lawmaker says. And House progressives are calling on the Senate to pass a new, smaller version of the Build Back Better bill by March 1st, when President Biden is scheduled to make his State of the Union address. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, though, insists the bill won't move until it's got the votes. She said, "We don't have a timetable." Representative Sherry Bustos of Illinois pledged to keep working to enact the bill's $550 billion in climate provisions. She said the $80 billion in ag and forestry provisions of the bill has broad support. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
Your sign that spring's around the corner is when lambs are born. It's a lot easier on them and you if you're well prepared on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Agoro Carbon Alliance offers farmers and ranchers across the U.S. a new revenue stream guaranteed for 10 years with upfront payments for simple practice changes like implementing no-till, cover crops, and grazing management. Providing local on-the-ground agronomic support backed by a national team of carbon farming experts. Start your carbon cropping journey today at agorocarbonalliance.com.
Lambing season, sheep producers spend most of their time in the barn, checking the flock morning, noon, and night to look for new lambs or signs of lambing. Extension educator Melanie Barkley at Penn State University says the ewe should be healthy and in good condition, not too thin, not too fat. That means proper nutrition management throughout the pregnancy.
Typically, I recommend that folks start with an average quality hay, and they can feed that clear up until the last third of the pregnancy. At that last third, the nutritional requirements of the ewe tend to increase a lot, either improve the quality of the hay or, in addition, add a higher energy type of feed. That's normally some sort of grain. Corn works very well.
It's important to prevent overcrowding with other sheep. Make sure there's plenty of ventilation, but the area should be free of drafts. There's no need to boil water and wash the sheets, but Barkley says there are a few supplies you'll want to have on hand just in case there are problems.
In addition to having the basics of, say, iodine, the CD&T, which is a vaccination for overeating and tetanus, you'll want to have whatever method they use for castrating. So you want to make sure you have the band prepared for that. A weak lamb feeding tube in case a lamb's not able to nurse right away. Bottle and nipples, milk replacer. Those would all be kinds of things that you would want to have on hand.
The ewe will let you know she's about ready to give birth. Her breathing rate will increase, she'll be restless, paw at the ground, and separate herself from the other sheep. I'm Jody Hinke. Find more tips on lambing preparation at agriculture.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network community. Hoosier going through a Wednesday today. Market's wrapping up here in just a little bit. But until then, we're seeing it still kind of mixed across the board. Corn and wheat a little bit lower. Soybeans are starting to be a lot of mixed on the board, but still a little bit higher as we go through the day today. Corn market is moving further into the red after starting off mostly higher today, with March corn down 15 cents right now. at 6.19¾. Kansas City wheat for March also down by 17¾ at 7.68¼. Bean market still mostly higher here, but they have lost some of the big gains that they saw earlier today, with March beans down 9¼ at 15.37½. We have the meal down mostly for the early futures here. March meal down $3 at $4.33. And the bean oil is back into the green a little bit, with March bean oil up 9 cents at $65.92. Cotton market still a little bit lower in the early futures, a little bit positive in the later futures. March cotton up down a buck and a penny at $126.32. Canola down by 80 cents at $10.21.20. Over the oats market, things are still mostly higher here. They're still rolling their three-day streak of some gains, with March oats up 11 cents at 7.26 even. So kind of mixed all across the board there in the grains. Over the livestock, we're seeing still mostly higher numbers here, with cattle up and lean hogs mostly higher, but a little bit of red on the board for some of the early futures. Live cattle for February currently up 75 cents at 141.05, with the April up by a buck and 5 pennies. Over in the feeder cattle, their March is up $3.07 right now at 166.77, and the April up $2.47. Over in the lean hogs, as we mentioned, mixed but mostly higher. February is down slightly at 55 cents to 87.60. The April lean hogs in the green by a buck and 5 cents at 98.72. U.S. dollar index today looking a little bit lower here. March index down by 43 cents at 95 at 94. We have 30-year bonds in the green by a point at 156, and 10-year notes up slightly sitting at 128. Market information, Mid-America Ag Network.
Tired of the radio hype guy emphasizing the too-good-to-be-true car payment? Then the talk-so-fast-you-can't-understand-him guy delivers the details about what you'll owe up front? At Midwest Kia, we continue to reimagine the way a car dealership should be, so we thought we'd start right here. And as part of our promise to provide a better way to buy in 2022, we're hyping the things that we can deliver on, like exceptional value, new car inventory arriving daily, transparent pricing, plus Kia's amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limit at powertrain warranty. Now that's how a car dealership keeps it simple. And we're going to give the talk so fast you can't understand him guy some well-deserved time off. Midwest Kia. Simple, transparent, fast. A better way to buy. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com, and you'll see why more people are singing,
"We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia."
Oh, well, that was easy. But what did we do with these last few seconds? Oh, wait. Warranties are limited powertrain warranty.
KNDY. all-time legends of country music. From KNDY, Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.